USA News, I'm Lance Pry. A Pennsylvania court has unsealed the search warrant in the Idaho student's murder case, which led to the arrest of suspect Brian Koberger at his parents' home in Pennsylvania 7 weeks after the murders. Police seized a number of new items at the home, including medical-style gloves, a black sweatshirt, size 13 Nike sneakers. They also took buckle scrub. The owner of the home where the Idaho murders took place donated it to the school and is now boarded up and will be demolished. The people of Chicago, Illinois have spoken, and Mayor Lori Lightfoot will no longer lead the Windy City. Some of her concession speech last night, the Democrat mayor.
I spoke directly to young people of color who look like me and to every kid who felt like I did when I grew up. And I'm going to do that again tonight. I told you back then that anything is possible with hard work. And I want you to know that no matter what happens along the way, you should always believe that, because it's true.
Since no one candidate got 50% of the vote, voters will return to the polls for a runoff between the top two vote-getters on April 4th. Paul Vallis and Brandon Johnson will face off in the April mayoral runoff election. President Biden is warning Republicans to keep their hands off social programs like Obamacare.
President Biden says Republicans are still trying to cut health care for millions of Americans as part of their debt ceiling negotiations.
To get rid of the Affordable Care Act would mean that more than 100 million Americans with pre-existing conditions would lose the critical protections they have now.
Speaking in Virginia Beach, Virginia, Biden said Republicans making demands to cut the federal budget in order to raise the debt ceiling are playing politics with the nation's economy and the lives of Americans. I'm John Schaefer.
This is USA News.
Do you have three ex-wives and your current trophy wife wants a life insurance policy three times the size of the policies you had to purchase for your previous mistakes? If so, you need to call Big Lou at Term Provider, 800-568-2790. Big Lou is intimately familiar with your problems, and if you're 50 or 60 years old and in reasonably good health, a $1 million policy should only cost about $100 to $200 per month. Big Lou may have a solution for your previous policies as well. You may even save enough money to lighten the load on your new $1 million policy. Remember, call Big Lou. He's like you, except he's only on number two. Call Term Provider at 800-568-2790. That's 800-568-2790. For $1 million in term life insurance that you can live with, call Big Lou at 800-568-2790.
Twitter now wants to crack down on violent speech and is rolling out new policies and bans to moderate that.
The social media giant's new violent speech policy says that users cannot threaten, incite, glorify, or express desire for violence or harm while using the app. Twitter said most cases would result in a permanent suspension, but less severe ones may just be temporary. I'm Ryan Daniels.
FBI Director Christopher Wray said that the Bureau believes COVID-19 most likely originated in a Chinese government-controlled lab, and with China blocking independent inspectors, the controversy rages on over the possible origin of COVID-19.
Baylor University infectious disease expert Dr. Peter Hotez is not swayed by a new Energy Department report.
I've not seen any evidence for a lab leak so far. It doesn't mean it's not impossible. I just think it's much less likely.
And even the Energy Department says it has low confidence in its own report. As for a more likely cause of COVID?
The overwhelming opinion from the scientific community and published data shows that the wet markets were the origin.
The wet market being the place where live animals are bought and sold in Wuhan, China. Dr. Hotez says it's important we do figure out where COVID first came from so we can better prepare for the next outbreak. I'm Richard Johnson.
Thanks for listening, my friend. It's well appreciated. Lance Pry, USA News.
Hi, this is Joe Cordell with the law firm Cordell & Cordell. When the prospect of divorce becomes a reality, you need a partner that you can count on. If you're a man in this situation, consider contacting Cordell & Cordell. We've helped men navigate complex legal matters for 30 years.
Contact Cordell & Cordell to schedule an appointment with one of our firms online at CordellCordell.com. No representation is made that the quality of legal services to be performed is greater than the quality of legal services performed by other lawyers. Online at CordellCordell.com. CordellCordell.com.